This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu received the Sri Lankan President Anurakumara Dissanayake at Rashtrapati Bhavan and also hosted a banquet in his honour. Welcoming President Dissanayake and his delegation to Rashtrapati Bhavan, the President congratulated him for his victory in the recent presidential and parliamentary elections in Sri Lanka. On the occasion, President Murmu said that Sri Lanka is an important part of India's neighbourhood first policy and Sagar vision. The President added that as a close and trusted partner, India would continue to support the Sri Lankan government's efforts for the sustainable economic development of Sri Lanka. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. The two bills have been listed in the business of the house. Recently, the government has accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of One Nation, One Election in the country. The committee, under the chairmanship of former President Ramnath Kovind, held extensive deliberations with stakeholders, including political parties and experts. Once the legislation will become Act, it will be implemented in two phases. In the first phase, Lok Sabha and Assembly elections will be held simultaneously, while local bodies elections like panchayats to be conducted within 100 days of general elections. Meanwhile, BJP has issued a three-line whip to all its members of Lok Sabha to present in the lower house today. Food and Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi said that the government is providing urea to farmers at the lowest rates when prices have globally increased. He said this during the launch of Credit Guarantee Scheme for Electronic Negotiable Warehouse Receipts-based Pledge Financing in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Joshi said that this scheme is aimed at minimizing distress selling by farmers. Food and Consumer Affairs Ministry in a statement said that this scheme provides a corpus of 1,000 crore rupees for post-harvest finance availed by farmers against ENWR after depositing commodities in warehousing development and regulatory authority accredited warehouses. Indian and Bangladeshi armed forces came together to commemorate the 53rd anniversary of the Liberation War of 1971 on the occasion of the Bijoy Diwas yesterday. In a reflection of their shared history and a long-standing friendship and harmony, they exchanged greetings and sweets at the Agartala-Akhaura border in Tripura, said a press release issued by the High Commission of India in Bangladesh. Due to rising pollution levels in Delhi NCR, all primary schools in Delhi have been shifted to hybrid mode until further directions. In this regard, the Directorate of Education under the Delhi government has issued an order. The directorate in its order asks schools to conduct classes online and physically wherever it is possible for up to fifth standard. The department has mentioned that the decision has been taken following the imposed stage 3 of GRAP in the Delhi NCR region announced by the Commission for Air Quality Management yesterday. In Assam, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, arrested a key operative of the banned terrorist outfit United Liberation Front of Assam, ULFA Independence, for planting IEDs in Guwahati during the Independence Day celebration this year. NIA teams, with the active support of Assam police, carried out searches at the house of Jahnu Barua in Dibrugarh yesterday morning. Several incriminating materials, including digital devices, were seized during a search of his house and are currently under examination. He was summoned to local police establishment for further examination. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the Indian Junior Women's Hockey team for winning the Asia Cup title. In a social media post, Mr. Modi praised the team's immense grit and determination and wished them for their future endeavours. He also added that this success shows the increasing passion of the youth towards hockey. India were 51 for 4 at the end of a rain-marred day 3 of the third test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy against Australia at the Gabba in Brisbane. And that is the end of this news bulletin.